7 o'clock. Blog
Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of you. God, we just praise you for what you've done, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. We pray that you forgive us for all sins of commission, all sins of omission. Help us to forgive every person who's trespassed against us, who not grudges, but to walk in the light, the beautiful light. In the name of Jesus. Oh, how we love you and we praise you and thank you for everything that you've done. We bless your holy name this day. We just thank you for allowing us to be able to give you collectively all over the world over 2 billion praises on last night. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing it was. And thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
sir. Oh, my God, for all those who joined us. Thank you for one day a roar of praise going up to you.
Oh, God.
Even last night, how so many came to praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you for this morning, Lord, for what you're doing already.
Yes, Lord.
Every person who realizes that you have been a blessing to them.
Oh, God,
I give you the praise.
Thank you.
We appreciate everything. Stretch out your mighty hand. Bless your people everywhere. Oh, God, bless their loved ones. Hear every prayer request.
Yes, Lord.
Give them desires of all their hearts, I pray. Now we love you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to even utter your name and come before you and ask you requests. We pray for our country. We pray for our leader, President Obama.
Jesus.
He needs your help, Lord.
Yes, he needs.
Thank you for how you took him through the elections. And that night, you were with him, and you've been with him ever since. God, lift his heavy burden.
Lift him, Lord.
Lighten his heavy load.
Lift him, Lord.
Let the devil sift him as wheat. He's fighting against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
This man needs your help, God, and we pray for him in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let this day, let something wonderful happen. I don't know who you'll be, but you are God, and I'm asking you that let something wonderful happen to him in the name of Jesus to encourage his heart. To bless him in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I pray that you give him strength.
Strength.
God, we're not worried about anybody and how many Republicans are in the Congress or in the Senate.
No, God.
All we want is for you to have your way in the Congress and Senate. We're not worried about this or that. We just want you to have your perfect control over this nation.
Oh, God.
Bless. God, you got your people in this nation, as many nations.
Yes.
But we ask you to help and have mercy in America.
Please,
we pray. Let this thank you change the world.
Thank you.
After you this morning, I believe it's the 14th of November. I'm asking you,
thank you,
that you gave to us.
Thank you.
Let it change the world in the name of Jesus. Because if we can get praise unto you in the hearts and minds and out of the bellies of the people, it will do something to our country and change the world. Bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And for the glory of God, we pray.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
We give you the glory. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. And hey, good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank God for you. Good morning to you. And good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning.
I want to ask the Lord to forgive me. I'm going to change that around. And when I get through praying, I'm going to start speaking to him first. Yes, you all are important, but not as important as the Lord is. Amen. I'm going to speak to him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. I'm going to seek him first. And then I'm going to speak to y'all. Let's give God praise this morning. When I say praise, check. I don't know why I have to keep on teaching this. It bothers me that people will go to their jobs. And as soon as they teach the one, say, I got it.
Thank you, Lord.
They got it. They're listening. And they got it. And no, they don't even have to try to teach them again. But the people in the church, God help you. No wonder the Bible says that Jesus sighed. He sighed. It says at least two or three times that Jesus sighed. And no wonder he sighed. Because people treat him so unfairly. So unfairly. And it must, I don't want to offend y'all, but it has to be either you're not wanting to do it, or it's ignorance, that you don't even know you're doing it. But you treat God so unfairly. You treat people so much better than you treat him. Because now we have had to teach you and train you over and over again. We got that in the church. I don't know if any of the other pastors on the line have experienced that, where they catch everything that the world has immediately.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when it comes to God, you got to train them and teach them 20 times before they get one thing. Amen. But I'm teaching you one again. I'll just say again. And that is when I say praise check. That's the time that everybody on the prayer line, what do I mean everybody? Let me simplify it. That's the time when all the area codes, 912-801-913, I shouldn't have to call your area code for you to know that it's your time. When I say praise check, that's the time that everybody, 847-773, all these area codes, that's your time to give God praise. I wouldn't be caught not praising God with an opportunity to praise him. I heard, I think, Dr. Stern or either Ambassador Stern or Ambassador Pfeiffer, one of them said, I thank God for the opportunity to praise him. People overseas don't even have an opportunity. In some nations, you don't have an opportunity to praise God. Here we are in the land of the free, and you're given the praise, the opportunity to praise him, and you don't take it. That's what I call ludicrous. Ludicrous. Everybody ought to be praising. I'm getting ready to say praise check.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hope you're not. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. That will show you up. I shouldn't have to tell you all this. Amen. Get ready to say praise check. Get ready to praise him and don't wait till.
Thank you, Lord.
Discipline from God. So I just thank and praise God that you have somebody to tell you the right way to go. And when you praise God, the praise go up and the blessings come down. He likes to be praised. I know that. God likes to be praised. And when you praise him, you just get closer and closer and closer to him. And just show you love, love, love. Every time you praise him, shows you love. I just enjoy praising the Lord.
Thank you so much, Johnson. Amen. And you're right. People have to learn to take discipline as well as chastisement. That's the same thing. And I take it. Let me tell you.
And it's an echo. It's an echo.
Let me try to get this echo out of here. Amen. I mean, all right. We have to learn to take discipline. All right. I think it's gone. Thank you all. You're becoming so astute now. You are learning to try to listen and correct things yourself. Amen. Amen. So we will have to do that. Thank you so much. Thank you. And you're right, Mother Johnson, about that discipline. I may just tell y'all this. Now, this is not me calling you this. I don't want this all across the world saying that I called y'all this and called you out of your name. I'm not. But I'm just going to read a scripture to you.
Hebrews 12. Double again, Ambassador.
I hear it. Amen. I'm going to read it to you again. Hebrews 12 and 8. He says, but if this is about taking discipline. But if ye be without chastisement on discipline, whereof are all partakers, everybody, this applies to everybody. It says, if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards. Yeah. If you can't take chastisement, you're a bastard. I'm going to put that out across the country that I'm calling somebody a bastard. Because I know people, before you know it, call me a bastard on the prayer line, and I ain't going back. Oh, no. I just read the scripture to you. If you can't take it, go to God. God, you know, you called me a bastard. I think I would do that if I were you. But there it is in Hebrews 12 and 8. Learn to take this.
Let's go. It's double again.
I hear it. Let's go. Amen. All right. The effectiveness or non-effectiveness of praise. All right. The line is open to you.
God bless you. Good morning, Ambassador Pfeiffer here.
Ambassador Pfeiffer, God bless you. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. No wonder Mother Johnson say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God. And we know God inhabits our praises. And she said, the praises go up, the blessings come down. And the Lord says, when I hear from heaven, if you don't send any praises up to heaven, he won't be able to hear from whatever you have done, whatever you need. He will not be able to hear. He only hear from heaven. Hallelujah. And people think totally different. But he said when he hear from heaven, if you make a deposit into heaven, you can get a withdrawal. And David said in the last Psalms that he wrote, all in the last Psalms, the 140 and all the end of it, everything he saying there was praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord and singing, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. And then let us know that we are not to go without praising God. If you want a blessing, if you want a healing, if you want deliverance, it's in your praise. God bless you. And I will be praising the Lord. That's what I do. God bless you.
Wonderful. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. All right, the line is open to you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Sister Jerry. I am so happy to be on the First Roots prayer line. This just gets me energized and gets my day started. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you.
Right?
Bless you.
Anybody else on the effectiveness of praise?
Well, praise the Lord, and Chief Ambassador Johnson, and to all of the people of God on the prayer line this morning. I certainly thank and praise God this morning. I thank and praise God that I have been raised on praises all my life. Amen. And I just want to say I do hear growth on the prayer line from the time that I started. I think the people are very encouraged over prayer, over praises, and it's a growth process that if you haven't been taught it and you've been going in it, I hear energetic praises over the line. So I know that the Lord hears the praises. I remember one time you said to us that there was a man that could only come up to a whisper. And I thank and praise God. It could be somebody that just can come to a whisper, but they are praising the Lord early this morning. And he does inhabit the praises of his people. We praise him because he's who he is. We don't praise him to get nothing from him. This is his praise all by himself without adding anything on it, asking him for anything, because he's superior. He's who he is, and we thank God early in the morning to give him an early morning praise, and then we begin to praise him all during the day. God bless you is my prayer.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern. Wonderful. All right, someone else.
Evangelist Gloria Clinton.
I
want to testify that I was going through a very difficult time once in my life, and I went to a little old church, and the lady laid hands on me, and she said, "You're going to have to praise your way out of this." And we began to pray, and truly God inhabits the praises of his people. And the effectual fervent prayers and the praises of the saints are effective. And God worked a miracle with the praises, because truly, as Ambassador Pfeiffer said, when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Beautiful. All right. Someone else. The line is open to you.
Amen. This Ambassador Elect said, praise God for everything that I've heard, because it's already affecting me. When I think about praise and the effect that it has on God, I think about a few things. One, when I praise, it affects me, because it changes me, my spirit, and things that are around me. It affects me. It affects the enemy. It'll make him back off when he hears the praises that goes up to God. And it affects God, because he's saying, "Oh, that's my child." Whatever he or she wants, is her. Because blessing goes up, I heard. Praises go up, blessing will come down. So let me call a witness to the stand. David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth." Now, another thing he said, this is how it affects the enemy. When my enemy and my foes come about me, they eat up my flesh. The word said, "Saints, they stumbled and they fell." I believe if you keep a praise in your mouth before your enemy even gets to you, glory to God, they're going to have to stumble and they will fall. So praise is best. You, the enemy, and oh my God, it blesses his name. God bless you.
God bless you. Wonderful. All right, anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Sister Castile here in Minneapolis. Can you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I'm just excited to be able to speak to the creator of the universe, and it's a good thing. I mean, kings and presidents, you can't thank them for personally for what they do or what they're going to do, but you can talk to the creator of the universe who made everything and say, "Thank you, I love you, I praise you." And it's just an awesome thing to get up to be able to do that in your own devotion time and to do it collectively on First Fruits. I love that, and it's a good thing to praise the Lord and to thank him, because he always has his ear to the people of his creation. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Wonderful. Now, let me turn a little curve here. You hear us praising the Lord over and over again on the blog line, collectively all over the world, with Africa, Asia, Russia, everywhere. Over 2 billion praises going up to God. let's take that to see. God said he made man, woman in his own image. Are we on the wrong track? You hear us doing a lot of praise to people on the line when they do something. In fact, at our church, Amazing Grace, you look at our program every Sunday morning. We are celebrating what we call celebrating or praising at least 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 people, sometimes more, on Sunday morning in our program. Very little mention of me. What it is, it's encouragement that we try to do to the people. Are we on the wrong track? Do people need to be, let me use the word praised. I don't mean divinely praised. I'm not saying that, no. But I'm saying do people need to be praised? They're made in God's own image. What does that mean? That they're made like the Lord is. In other words, they're made in their nave, N-A-I-V-E, their nave state. They react to the things that move God, should move us also. Is it all right, that bad, to encourage people like that, or to give them, let's call it celebration, amen? Do people need to be celebrated when they do something? And do we, should we be mindful of celebrating people around us? Because, see, that's what happens. We are so mindful of everybody else until we forget those people who are right around us, who are really there helping us. The line is open to you. The line is open to you.
Dr. Jensen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like to just give a brief testimony on praise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Hebrews, this is Sister, I'm sorry, this is Sister Riley, area code 773. And
bless you. Good to hear from you.
In Hebrews, it tells us to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And a brief testimony, I learned years ago, I was really sick. I got up one Sunday morning to go to church, and I was too sick. I could not go, and I called this member of the church to ask her to request prayer for me because I could not make it to church. And she told me, she said, just start thanking the Lord. Just start giving him praise. And at that time, I was a new saint, and I thought something was wrong with her mind. And I was like, is something wrong with her? I told her I was sick. I can't hardly make it. And she's telling me to thank God. But you know what I did? I started praising God on my bed. I started thanking him. And before I knew it, I wasn't thinking about it. It kind of like took the focus off of how I was feeling. I felt like a brand new person. So I'm telling you, praise works. Giving God thank you, it works. And like I said, I was brought up on that. It works. Sometimes throughout the day now, not only, and I thank God for you telling us to give God praise because, like I say, he inhabits the praises of his people, and I have learned that when you give God praise, when you thank him, you don't have to ask God for a lot of things. He just automatically gives it to you. And there are sometimes during the day and the night, I'll just start giving God praise, trying to give him over 1,000 thank you, and it does work. I said, keep up the work. It works, it works, it works. I am a living witness that it works.
Yeah, it does.
Amen. Amen. Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. I'm just sitting here listening to all of the beautiful testimonies concerning praising the Lord. That's one. Hallelujah. I don't care how bad I feel, how sick I get. That word, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you.
Trying to come back from Florida from a big concert I had, a special gift, and the Lord had moved so at that concert. Amen. And I got back. I was on the plane headed back to Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. At that time, we lived there. And I was trying my best to get me some rest because I had blown. I was tired. But I was mindful of God in the midst of being tired or anything else.
Thank you.
Mindful. And I said, Lord, you have been so good to me. It just came out of my mouth. I said, If I could, I would thank you 1,000 times. And then I let my seat back, close my eyes, and try my best to get me some rest. And the Holy Ghost woke me up. When he woke me up, he said, "Why don't you?" And I said, "Why don't I what? Why don't I what? And the Holy Ghost said, "Why don't you thank God 1,000 times?" And I said, "Lord, I've never done that before. I don't know how to thank God 1,000 times." Didn't realize he was setting me up to teach and train the world how to just thank him 1,000 times. Simple process. But I said, "God, I'll try. I don't know how to do it. Help me." He said, "I will." So I turned my head toward, and I thought about this, Mother Johnson, Mother Willie, no matter where I am. But I turned my head toward the window, put my white handkerchief over my mouth, and I began to thank him. Just simple. Thank you, 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 thank you. I just kept on saying, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you." Before I knew it, I thanked him 100 times. And the more you praise him, the more he'll bless you. He began to bless me in my soul. Got better to me. I began to say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." I kept on saying it. Before I knew it, I had thanked him 200 times, 300 times. And then I started thanking him and saying things. I put some, what I call, some foundation under it. I began to thank him for certain things. "Thank you for waking me up this morning." I didn't get it complex. I just kept it very, very simple. "And thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you, 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 thank you." So see, a lot of people wake up, but they can't even move. Go to the hospital, you'll see what I'm talking about. Man. "Thank you, Lord, even for allowing me to get up and go to the bathroom." Man. See, some people can't even go to the bathroom on their own. You see, they're on dialysis, and I'm not trying to say anything negative. I'm just trying to tell you what happens in life. I just kept thanking God. Thank him for the little things you don't think about. Thank you because when I open my eyes, I can see. You'll thank him more if you open your eyes and you cannot see. You'll learn how precious that is. You'll thank him more if you open your mouth and you cannot talk.
Amen.
You'll find out how precious that is. You'll thank him more. Even for people in your life who have been a blessing, you'll find out how precious that is when they're gone. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. I had to see about a family who had lost their mother.
Oh.
Yeah, they learned how to appreciate their mother even more in death than they did in life. But don't let that be said to you. That's why I'm so adamant about my mother on this line, that she would be here every day. Every Sunday she'll tell you, "I'm trying my best to let her do something in the service." Amen. It's kind of like a celebration of our seniors. They
Amen.
Need to hear some praise just like God needs to hear praise, because they're in his own image. And just like God wants your praise, he inhabits. He comes where the praise is, not where people are talking about, "Oh, you ain't nothing." And trying to put him down, and he's not going to be there. Maybe that's something we need to learn from the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
But he inhabits those praises. Let me give you a second story. I went to Texas. They called me and said, "My son has asthma." Well, I have a special anointing on me to pray for people who have asthma, because I had it for 17 years, and God healed me just like that. But on my way to pray for this boy, I've gone 1,000 times. That's when I first got it. You know, God had first given it to me. I thank God 1,000 times. When I walked in the house and they took me to their son, I laid hands on him. Boom! Instantly, he was healed. I want to challenge y'all over there overseas. Do you hear me? I want to challenge you in every nation. Listen to that. Listen to this. As I laid hands on him, he was healed. But I had thanked God on the way 1,000 times. Whatever you need today, if you're short of food, I dare you to thank him today 1,000 times. It only takes about 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 at the most, if you continuously thank him like this. "Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." That'll get you about 1,000 praises. Amen. I want to challenge you in Africa to thank him today 1,000 times. India, all over the world, thank him 1,000 times and see what happens to you. Then only you in America and even overseas, if you have an illness in your body, if you have affliction in your body, I want you to make your request known unto the Lord. Lord, I've got whatever it is. I've got cancer. And all these things, God's not afraid of none of them. I don't care what it is. If they tell you you've got bone cancer, you've got 2 weeks to live, I dare you to start thanking him. Make your request known first. Tell him, Lord, they said I got bone cancer, I got 2 weeks to live. I'm asking you to heal my body. Then thank him 1,000 times after that and just see what happens. I can't tell you God is God. He'll do what he wants to do. But just see what happens if you thank him sometimes. Amen. All right. I still got time for you if you want to say a word of testimony on this. All right, the line is open to you.
Good morning, God bless you. This is Mother Britt. I want to thank God for this beautiful morning. Just thank him, and thank you for Doctor. All right. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I just want to give God the praise. Thank him for all you've done and what he's going to do. We all be blessed and have a blessed weekend. God bless you.
Thank you, Mother. God bless you. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Sister Gwen, 314. I'm thanking God. Truly, he is a good God. And it's such a blessing to just give your praises to him. It says, when praises go up, the blessing will come down. And I just love giving God praise. Thank you.
All right. Right.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everybody. It's 816 Charlotte Gray. I believe praise is an action word. I'm a definition person. It is a power of movement. There's so many testimonies throughout the word on the power of movement. It is an action word. I just thank God. Now that I know how to thank him 1,000 times. Is a movement and action. So you just can't sit down on praise. Oh, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity, God, to openly praise you, Lord, and teach my children how to praise you.
All right. God bless
That's
you.
That's my word of praise.
Sister Charlotte Gray. Brother Davis, I'm opening the line to you. The line is open to you. Go ahead, Elder Davis. Are you there? All right. Anybody else want to talk about praise?
Praise the Lord, Digby, Area 708. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. Thinking about that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works unto the children of men. God has done so much for us, gives us our breath. We got so much to be thankful for. I think about my son, my youngest son, who's 41, and he was born Down syndrome. And the word, a lot of times the word is mongoloid, but I like the word Down syndrome. And he can't talk and do a lot of things, but he likes to write on paper. When I go to the store, if he's out of paper, I bring him back some little notebooks of paper. And sometimes I have forgotten about it. I brought it back to him, and he'll say, Mama, thank you. And it just makes me feel good to know that he cares so much. So when we thank God, we let him know that we appreciate what he's doing for us, because God does so many good things for us, things that we don't even deserve. God does them, and I just thank him.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful, Mother. All right, somebody else. The line is open to you.
Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, can I throw this in right quickly because it's so. This is Ambassador Stern. Just one little thing. I just want to let you know, praises brings you energy, too. I tell you, when the anointing of God fell on me heavily in praises this week, I tell you, on yesterday, I tore my house upside down, cleaning it in praises because it brings you energy in your body. And so I couldn't do it if I didn't praise the Lord. I've been trying to do this like I wanted to do, to take the winter stuff, the summer stuff, to the fall stuff, to the winter stuff. And I tell you, the praises energize my body, so I know what it would do to the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. That's for somebody on the prayer line, I know. And I thank you for that so, so very much. God bless you. Y'all hear that? Take it. Amen. Just while you're doing stuff around the house, just get a praise. And before you know it, you'll have it done, and it will be effective. May the Lord bless you and keep you. God bless you. I'm out of time on the praise report, so get ready tomorrow. I'll try to open that back again, the effectiveness of praise. I got a lot to tell you about that. Amen. I have